the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome to Rant and Wrestling. It's your boy, Doomsday 519, and this is episode 221. And of course, the man that is accompanying me on this fantastic voyage, my tag team partner in this endeavor, the man hailing from the West Side Goth.
The land of Coolio, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The man hailing from the land of Coolio.
Yes. Right. I don't know what the original song he sampled for his Fantastic Voyage is, but I'm pretty sure it was called Fantastic Voyage.
It was probably one of those George Clinton Parliament songs or something like that. You know,
because everybody samples from fucking Parliament Funkadelics.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's look this shit up real fast, because... both his song and the original are classics.
Damn.
No, the band was called Lakeside.
Lakeside, really? Huh.
Never heard of them.
Huh.
You got on them fucking Wikipedia, let's figure out. They were a Dayton, Ohio-based group.
Really? Huh.
Yep. That was, it just took me to the thing. Yep. They were a funk boogie band. They're apparently still around. Okay. Band history, band membership, not that much else. So I'm assuming that Fantastic Voyage must have been, well, they probably had other hits. It was a certain time and era.
Yeah.
Alright, so Parliament, Funkadelics are great. Bootsy Collins, George Clinton, all of them. That's the only two I remember.
Bootsy Collins. I think he had he had his own radio show on GTA 5.
And he was the one of the guys behind Weapon of Choice, the Fat Boy Slim song.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember that song.
With the great Christopher Walken doing the music video. I don't think they won Video of the Year that year though, because MTV is fixed. I don't know.
I think Christopher Walken, wasn't he like on this like boat where this like one actress like got murdered? Allegedly.
Yeah, Natalie Wood. She was at her time one of the most famous acts. They were doing a movie together at the time. He's not technically connected. I mean, he's more of a suspect. It was her husband that people suspect. Robert Wagner? Yeah. Who is mostly known for television. I'm trying to figure out how I can connect this to professional wrestling, but I'm having a hard time. He was number two in the Austin Powers.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Sure, there was maybe body in there. I could wrestling. Screen do some wrestling or shit? He guessed it. Raw, right?
Yes, and I think... what's his name? Vern Troyer was on The Surreal Life with China.
All right, excellent.
Yes.
Connected it to professional.
Yes. Fantastic.
We should really just do 6 degrees of professional wrestling all the time.
All the time.
All right, so I guess let's talk some John Climax. Leave off our last time. What is it? We did that one. All right, I'm just gonna start. Okay, I guess we did July 30th, or actually the 28th because of the show. All right, so here we go. Kota Ibushi beat Tomohiro Ishii. It was a very good match. People really fucking liked it. Kenny Omega defeated Sonata in the main event that night. Goto and Naito had a whatever match. Juice Robinson and Toriano had a whatever match. Tama Tonga, Zack Sabre Jr. was whatever. Then on the 30th, Okada beat Elgin in a really good match. Evil Suzuki had a decent match. Tanahashi beat Yoshihashi with a roll-up type
nice.
Move. It was a little bit of a surprise. Jay White beat Hangman Page by, shenanigans. I believe Fall AD Makabe? I can't even remember. Then we got Ibushi beat Goto. Omega beat Zack Sabre Jr. That was really good. Yano, Naito had an okay match. Robinson, Sonata had an okay match. Robinson going over. Ishii won his match against Tama Tonga through shenanigans. No, actually, no. Tama Tonga actually pinned Tomohiro Ishii in their match. So, yeah. Ishii picked up points that day. All right. Then we had, the night after that, we had Jay White beat Yoshihashi with some help of some shenanigans. Hangman Page actually picked up his second win and first actual pinfall win when he beat Togi Makabe in a pretty damn good match. Michael Elgin beat Fale by DQ. Tanahashi beat Evil. It was a pretty good match. Okada and Suzuki had a pretty good match too, with Okada winning. And then on Monday after that, you had let's see, Sonata went over Toru Yano, tying him into the Paradise Lock around a guardrail. Also, did the Paradise Lock on Rocky Romero, who's been the co-commentator on the English channel for all the shows. Have English commentary on all the shows. He helped Toru Yano this time, but when he was about to try to do it a second time, Sonata was like, fuck that. So, Sonata won by countout. Goto beat Tama Tonga by DQ. Zack Sabre Jr. beat Juice Robinson. They're booking Robinson and Goto terribly for B-Block, and they're champions. But, yeah, Zack beat him with one of his new submission finishers called the Cremation Lily, which is a weird figure four stump puller with the arms tied up, I guess, is how I could describe it. It's a tough one. Naito and Bushi had the main event. It was really good. Bushi won, but the match of the night was Tomohiro Ishii versus Kenny Omega. It actually started out kind of weakly, and I was like, "Oh, this is not gonna work out that well." But then, like, it went in all gears and went insane. And Ishii scored the first win over Omega. Omega's first singles loss this year. And Omega was bleeding from the mouth. Actually, him and Ibushi were bleeding from the mouth after both of their matches. So, yeah, the Golden Lovers are bleeders. All right, so that was that. Then on the 5th, which I believe was a Monday or on a Sunday, I guess. All right, we had Yoshihashi. I think he beat Fale through DQ, yeah. Suzuki beat Hangman Page. Jay White beat Tomi Makabe. It was actually going pretty well, but then Jay White hit the shenanigans again. Tanahashi and Elgin had a really good match. Tanahashi won with a roll-up, and Okada beat Evil in a really good main event match. So, and then that led to today's show, which I actually got to watch all of it. Alright, so Ishii beat Juice Robinson, so yeah. Zack Sabre Jr. actually beat Goto, so Zack Sabre Jr. is beating Goto and Juice Robinson, both champions. So yeah, that was a pretty good match. I'll get the last one. Alright, so the next two matches kind of hit back to back with Tama Tonga and Kota Ibushi going at it. It was pretty decent, and there were some shenanigans and everything, and eventually Tama Tonga was able to hit a pop-up gun stun and actually pin Kota Ibushi. Kenny Omega had tried to run in to help during the interference and got powerbombed by Tangaloa. So they went right into the next match with Toru Yano coming out and trying to get the quick pin. And they, but, you know, Omega kicked out. There was actually some silly stuff because Hangman Page and Chase were on the side slightly helping. There's a part where, you know, how Yano gets rid of all the padding. There's one where he tried to throw Omega into the steel, but Chase jumped up and used his body to protect Omega, which was funny. But Firing Squad came out to cause more trouble. Tama Tonga laid out both Yano and Omega and then pulled Yano over Omega. So Yano scored his second win of the tournament.
Oh, wow.
Beating the champion. So Kenny Omega is still technically on top, but Kenny Omega, Tama Tonga, Kenny Omega was has two losses, so that ties him in points with Naito, who beat Sonata in a really good main event. So Omega and Naito are currently at 12 points. Ibushi is at 10 points. However, Ibushi and Omega have wins over Naito. So for Naito to I'll get into this stuff now, because now we're going to do the finals real quick. The last three shows, starting Friday. All right, so I'm going to have to actually bring up the full cards, too, because there are some extra matches on here with the Young Bucks, mainly because, you know, oh, and Rey Mysterio is apparently going to be at least on one of these shows. Let's pull out the full cards real quick. And JPW schedule. There we go. Natalie Wood. All right. So first up, all three shows are happening at the Budokan. First time New Japan's been there in a while. Will Kota Ibushi backflip off of something? We will find out soon enough. All right. So full card. The undercard right now is for this first show. It's kind of whatever. It's Finlay and Robinson versus Gyo and Hiroki Goto. Oh, there was a pretty funny bit where Yano did the tape thing, but he taped Omega to one of the Young Lions. So he had to get into the ring with the Young Lion, and they did the double clothesline on Yano before he was able to get himself free. So that was pretty amusing. All right, after that, Shoto Muno and Toa Hinare versus Sho and Tomohiro Ishii. We have Ghetto and Yano versus Tonga Loa and Tama Tonga, the Gorillas of Destiny. All right, now here's the more interesting match on the undercard. You have the Elite, Kenny Omega, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson, a.k.a. the Young Bucks, taking on the pseudo-Bullet Club team of Kota Ibushi, Marty Scurll, and Chase Owens. It's a fascinating six-man tag match right there. So that's one six-man to check out. All right, so... And then after that, we got Sonata and Tetsuya Naito versus Taka Michinoku and Zack Sabre Jr. All right, so now on to the finals for Block 10, for August 10, Block 8. All right, so the opening match looks like it's Yoshihashi versus Hangman Page. I originally had Yoshihashi to win, but I'm going to go to Page. What do you think?
Yeah, let me go with Page.
All right, we got Makabe versus Elgin. I am going with Elgin. All these guys are mathematically eliminated. There's no chance for them to win anyway.
No chance in hell.
No chance in hell. So, I have Elgin over Makabe. What do you think?
Yeah, I got Elgin.
All right. And then we have Bad Luck Fale versus Minoru Suzuki. Suzuki's at 8 points. Fale is at 6 points. Both eliminated. I'm actually going to go with Fale to win.
Yeah, I'll go with Fale.
All right. And then in the semi-main event, you have one guy who's in the running and one guy who's eliminated, but currently in fourth place, I guess, or third place. So Jay White has victories over Tanahashi and Okada. He's 2 points. I think he's tied with Okada or just under Okada, but he's close. So, but if he wins this, and I believe if Okada wins his match, then Jay White would actually go on to the finals. However, I believe Evil will be Jay White's spoiler. So I have Evil going over. But who knows, maybe they'll have Jay White go to the finals. Or at least have him win to make you think that there's, you know, to put more pressure on the top guys. But I have Evil to win. What do you think?
I'll go with Evil.
All right. And then in the main event, you have the Block winner right now, the top guy, Hiroshi Tanahashi, who's only had maybe one loss or two losses. Can't remember what his second loss would have been. I know he lost to Page. Yeah. So he's up against Okada, who's only 2 points under him. Okada beats Tanahashi, and if White loses, Okada wins the Block. And if Tanahashi wins, then he just wins. If they tie, Tanahashi still wins. So I actually have Tanahashi to go over. What do you think?
Let me go with Tanahashi.
All right, so we believe Tanahashi will be in the finals. Alright, so now is a more another block where there's basically three in the running. First up, we have Toriano versus Tama Tonga. I got, well, that's actually tough. I'm going to have Yano win. What do you think?
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, let me go ahead, too.
Alright, we have Tomohiro Ishii and Sanada. They're both tied at 8 points, I believe. I get... Well, that's tough, because I have really no clue. I will go with... I'll go with Sanada. He's dropped the last few matches.
Yeah, let me go with Sanada.
Alright. We have Juice Robinson, who only has 2 wins, versus Hirooki Goto, who only has 3 wins. I think they're going to tie him up and have Juice Robinson beat Goto. It's interesting that these two champions are going to be on the bottom of the block, essentially.
Yeah.
Who do you got, Juice or
Goto?
Yeah,
I still find it funny how like you got these champions, and then you got Jericho, who's not even... hasn't been around for... Because you forgot that Jericho is, like, the IC champ.
I'm sure Jericho forgot it, too.
I think he made a comment earlier this week saying that he was the Brock Lesnar of New Japan.
I think Brock Lesnar did more appearances, but I could be wrong.
Oh yeah, I think he has. In the time they've both been champion. Yeah, I think Brock Lesnar has had a few. But yeah, let me go with Juice.
Go with Juice. All right. So, Naito versus Zack Sabre Jr. This is what's happening. Naito can possibly win this if Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi go to a draw. Well, technically, he can win this as long as Kenny Omega loses. Because even though... Yeah, if he wins and Ibushi loses, he'll go to the finals. If he wins and Ibushi wins... He loses, because he lost to both Ibushi and Omega. So, he has to have Kenny Omega lose. Well, yeah, Jesus Christ. I really fucking don't know how this works. Well, shit. Okay, alright. He has to win and Ibushi has to win. He has 2 points more than Ibushi. So even though Ibushi beat Naito, he could technically still make it to the finals. If Naito loses... this match, he's out pretty much regardless.
Yeah.
So he has to beat Zack Sabre Jr. And to be honest with you, I thought Zack Sabre Jr. Was going to win, but since Zack actually is like in fourth place, I'm actually thinking Naito will actually pull the victory out now.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's possible they could go with ZSJ to tie. No. ZSJ is already guaranteed title shots against Juice Robinson and Hirooki Goto. Does he really go to the finals? And he went, and he did beat win the, New Japan Cup. So I'm actually gonna go with Naito to win.
Shit. I'm still going with ZSJ.
All right, going with ZSJ. All right, and then the final match: Kenny Omega versus Kota Ibushi. Now. Like I said, Kota wins. If Kenny wins this, he's going straight to the finals. If Kota beats Omega and Naito loses, Kota goes to the finals. If they draw and Naito loses, then I have no fucking clue what happens. If they draw and Naito wins his match, Naito will go to the finals. So... for Ibushi to win, Naito has to lose, and Ibushi has to win. So, more pressure on Ibushi, a little less pressure on Omega. Originally, I picked Ibushi to win this. I really have no fucking clue. For me, personally, I really don't fucking know, man. You know what? I'm going Omega to win. Fuck this.
What do you think? Yeah, I'm going to go with Omega.
All right. So if you have ZSJ beating Naito, that means you see Omega going to the finals. And that means I see Omega going to the finals. So I see Tanahashi versus Omega as our finals.
Huh.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
I could see Tanahashi winning and then actually losing the briefcase, to be honest with you. Huh. But I don't know if he. But I don't know if he would lose it to Jay White. I really fucking don't know. I guess I have Tanahashi winning. You have Tanahashi versus Omega.
Yes.
You have Tanahashi?
Yeah, I'll go with Tanahashi.
Alright, and first, before I go on, let's see, B-Block also included the following matches on the undercard, which might be of interest to some people. Here we go. Alright, stop it. Start it up. Elgin Finley versus Hanar Shodamuna, whatever. Hangman Page, Chess Owens versus Tonga, Loa, and Bad Luck Fale. Alright, here we go. Six-man Chaos versus Bullet Club match. Technically, I guess they're called the Supervillains as a team. But Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson, the Young Bucks with Marty Scurll taking on Jay White and Roppongi 3K Show and Yo, which actually sounds like a really good match. There's also King of Evil Darkness and Bushi versus Suzuki El Desperado Suzuki Gun, and another six-man match here with Tanahashi, Makabe, and Tomoaki Onma taking on Kazuchika Okada, Yoshihashi, and Ghetto. And then there's nothing fully listed under the finals yet other than the Block A winner, Block B winner, but also Rey Mysterio will be in action, most likely a singles match. So that is that, and win, lose, or draw, Okada will be appearing next Friday at CMLL's Friday show. So, yep, that is pretty much it. And then after this show, I think New Japan's on a break. Well, a break until at least September, I believe. When are you guys coming back? Because they have the 30th show out here. Oh, no, yeah. Okay, so yeah, after August 12th, there's no New Japan shows until September 5th. And I'm pretty sure most of those shows aren't going to air, but that's the Destruction Tour. That'll lead to several Destruction shows. Yeah. And then, when the hell was All In?
September 1st, right? Something like that. What day is it?
Right. September 1st. That makes sense.
Which is also date of the live event for WWE in Shanghai. I believe John Cena will be making his appearance there because he's shooting a special movie with Jackie Chan, and allegedly he has a new move. I don't think he'll bust it out in the live event, though, so we'll see. I don't know.
All right, so basically that weekend we have to do All In. We have to do, I think, King of Trios tournaments that weekend, too.
Oh, yeah. So King of Trios. Since Chikara's in part of Powerbomb TV now, is King of Trios going to be broadcast on Powerbomb TV?
That would be interesting. They've never aired King of Trios live.
Because American Rana, this was the first time they aired it on Powerbomb TV this year also, so this could be another first.
You think Powerbomb TV was like, oh shit, they're doing King of Trios, let's get them on the network?
Maybe.
Oh yeah, okay, so King of Trios is August 31st through the 2nd, and I don't think Bola's that weekend. Is Bola that weekend, or the weekend after?
Oh.
Alright, Battle of Los Angeles, that's going to be a pain in the ass. Battle of Los Angeles, PWG to do all those shows. Where are you? There you go. Which weekend are you? So they started in 2005. Why can't you guys just be good like all the other ones? Nope. Bola will be the two weekends after, actually. 14th, 15th, and 16th. Mm-hmm. All right, so don't have to worry. So basically, really, it's just All In and King of Trios that weekend. That's actually, still, that's two major fucking shows right there. And, I mean, King of Trios is big, but it's still a little bit more niche than All In is.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it'll be fun. I'm looking
When is SummerSlam again?
It is next weekend. SummerSlam is next weekend.
Okay.
So that's that and what's the other one? We got a NXT show that Tech want to.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it Brooklyn?
Yeah, Brooklyn 4.
Alright, I might as well just fucking bookmark all this shit now so I can check it out later. And get SummerSlam on here. That way I'm not digging this stuff up later. SummerSlam 2018. Alright. And then, I guess while I'm here, let me check, see what's on Powerbomb TV going on. Where are you, Powerbomb TV? Ah, there you go. Alright, let's see what's happening this weekend. We have... Nope, sorry. There is nothing on Powerbomb TV until the weekend after SummerSlam. So, I don't know about any live shows. I really don't feel like... It's getting so hard to just... Because all these places, they're just so hard to track down.
Because Evolve has...
I have to go through all their fucking Twitters.
I know Evolve has, like, an event next week.
Oh, that's good.
Next weekend. Well, this weekend, actually. Because, like, what they have, like, Evolve, what is it? Is it Evolve 109 or 110? I lost count of how much it is. But I know one of them is, like,
supposed to be, like, one of the headlining things is, like, a career versus career match. Whatever.
Oh, I saw that. It's, Tracy, Tracy Williams.
Yeah, it's Tracy versus, Stokely and, Chris Dickinson. And it's Tracy's career versus, Stokely's career.
So Tracy's losing, I'm guessing.
Yeah, most likely.
So, does that mean Tracy's retiring?
I don't know.
I'm trying to bring up Evolve, but the website is...
Maybe he'll just be banished to Beyond Wrestling for eternity. Into eternity.
Well, I mean, who knows? I'm sure... They could find someone to replace him on the indies. I haven't seen Silver Ant for a while, so
yeah.
Maybe he'll take this opportunity to make a return.
Yeah.
Alright, I can't seem to get up. Alright, fine. So that would be the 11th and 12th, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, let's see if I can get these up. Alright, there's 110 and 111.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see, August. Are you the 111 or 110 show? Alright, that's 111, so this one should be 110. Alright, here we go. WWNLive.com, let's see, do you have the matches listed? Alright, here we go. Six-man tag team challenge, Chris Dickinson, Dominique Guarini, and Stokely Hathaway versus The Skulk, John Davis versus Josh Briggs versus Anthony Henry.
Oh, that should be good.
You're recording all this, right? Because I forgot to record on my thing.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
All right, freelance world championship match. Isaiah Velasquez defends against Matt Nix. Special attraction match, DJZ versus AR Fox.
Burr, 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 burr.
I guess AR Fox is part of the Skulk. I don't know.
Okay. Backstory, the Skulk is his wrestling crew / students. Because he is the head trainer. I think him and his wife are basically head, like, trainers for, like, WWA4. Because Mr. Curtis isn't the head trainer anymore. He stepped down and gave it to AR Fox to run.
So he's probably running, like, the day-to-day business stuff then.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And the name Skulk is basically... Skulk is a word for, like, basically a pack of fox.
Oh, okay.
So it makes sense, because AR Fox. Yeah, I did my research.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's good someone did.
Yeah.
I sure as hell didn't. Special challenge match, Walter versus JD Drake. Grudge match, Evolve Tag Champion Jocko with Stokely Hathaway versus Tracy Williams. We have main event number two, Dream Partner Tag Team Match, Joey Janela with Penelope Ford and Saeed Al-Sabah.
It's Saeed Al-Sabah.
Saeed Al-Sabah. Okay. Yeah. Saeed Al-Sabah.
The child versus, of the eighth day.
All right. Yeah. Versus Evolved Champion Shane Strickland and Austin Theory.
Yeah, Saeed, he's the guy that you've seen in some GIFs and shit that does the suplex kip-up combo. It's not even an X. I think it's like shaped kind of like an hourglass type thing. It's weird, but it's eighth. It's supposed to be eighth day or something like that. But yeah, that whole suplex kip up thing people really enjoy.
Yeah. Okay, I have seen that.
That's the crispest shit I've ever seen.
And the main event one, Matt Riddle, I'm assuming, defends his WWE Championship against Darby Allin. So that is that show.
Hold up, Matt Riddle isn't a champion anymore.
Oh, it isn't? Well, because here it just says defends versus Darby Allin.
That's right.
He lost to Shane Strickland, didn't he?
Yeah, he lost the Evolve title to Shane Strickland.
All
right. The one who has the WWN championship right now is Austin Theory.
I thought he lost it to Joey Janela.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot he lost that to Joey Janela, who faced Darby Allin last weekend in a pretty good match.
All right. Okay, so then they should have just not used the word defense. But all right, let's see what else we have. The next show will have Darby Allin, Josh Briggs, John Davis, and others are signed to appear. We have special challenge match, Evolve Tag Team Champion Jocko versus, I already fucking forgot, Saeed Al-Sabah. So I said it almost right. Excellent.
Yeah, almost.
Special challenge match, Walter versus Anthony Henry. Non-title match, Shane Strickland versus DJZ. Evolve 100 rematch, Matt Riddle versus JD Drake. The Williams career versus Hathaway's career match we were talking about, the I Quit Handicap match. And then the WWN Championship Triple Threat match with Joey Janela defending against Austin Theory versus AR Foxton. Everybody has somebody with them. Joey Janela with Penelope Ford, Theory with Priscilla Kelly, AR Fox with Ayla and the Skulk. So, yep, those are your WWN shows. And I always forget about them there because they're also one of the only ones I know where they really actually bother to update their website. Thank you, WWN, for making it easier to find your wrestling card. And, yep, that's pretty much it for shows of the weekend that I know about.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, one thing that was interesting about Evolve, Matt Riddle most likely will be going to the WWE sooner than later. He's still involved in Joey Janela's Lost in New York, who I could also say now that will be broadcast on Fight TV. So there's that. Matt Riddle also lost a chunk of his one of his fingers during the Shane Strickland match.
He lost like a corner.
Of a finger, basically.
They could stitch that back on, though.
I mean, they can't stitch anything that's missing. That thing is fucking gone.
Oh, so they don't have it anymore.
Yeah, that thing is fucking gone.
See, they would have had it, they could have stitched it.
Yeah, they could have. But it was one of those, a chunk that was like, so it took like a chunk of the nail and some of the flesh with it.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then that was a match that he had in front of his wife and kids. So that was really interesting.
That was disrespectful.
Yeah, man. That's some crazy stuff. But hopefully he heals up nice and he doesn't do anything too crazy before reporting for duty and shit. Yeah. But so what else is going down? I'm not going to talk about Raw because I didn't give a shit about Raw.
Fuck Raw. We all know what the A show is.
Yeah, we all know what that is. But yeah, there was some dope stuff that went down on SmackDown, though. Even though I ignored some of it. Like Randy Orton, I ignored that shit. But Iconics versus Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch was pretty good. Of course, there was speculation on what's going to go down with that friendship come SummerSlam, since they got the triple threat. There was a segment with The New Day being interviewed by Renee Young. I implore anyone to go check that shit out, because Kofi took off his tracksuit to reveal like a reporter's like suit, put a blonde wig on, and then just acted like a backstage reporter, and it was fucking hilarious. It was so good. Check that shit out. That was funny as hell. AJ Styles talked his shit about his family and all this other shit that I didn't pay too much attention to. Lana faced Zelina Vega again. They seemed to basically like forgive Aiden, only for Aiden to run and try to make another save and fuck it up again for them. So Zelina Vega has two wins over Lana. There was a funny backstage segment with R-Truth, Ty Dillinger, and Shinsuke. I think he was talking about facing... R-Truth was talking about facing Carmella, of all people.
Yeah, I watched that today. I like this. Like, how do you expect to get the match? Like everyone else, I'm going to beat Carmella. To be honest with you, I would have watched Carmella versus R-Truth. That shit would have been great.
Yeah.
You think she could have taken hers as Hurricanrana?
Oh, yeah. and then after that, I believe, there was, The Miz, who was talking shit on his set for, Miz and Mrs., and he was ranting about, how successful the show's, becoming, blah, 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 and he accepted, Daniel Bryan's challenge for, SummerSlam, so Daniel Bryan and The Miz is going down. And hopefully it's going to be brutal and fantastic and all that shit like that.
Hopefully it's going to be the fucking main event of the show.
Yeah, because that
feud from the last few years, and part of it is because they haven't been able to fight for the last few years.
Exactly. Yeah. So great.
Watch them open up with this match and give it 7 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like Miz was just tearing into Daniel Bryan about how he's been gone for a few years and not wrestling, and all he can talk about besides that is, since he's been back, is that he is back and blah blah blah, eating his kale, shit like that. But Daniel Bryan apparently found Miz, beat up his security, beat up Miz, but then as they pulled him apart, the Miz strikes him with a freaking vase in the back of the head. And has his guards carry him away, Miz away, while Daniel Bryan trying to recover on the ground, which is A-plus stuff right there. Fantastic.
Miz should have been the top guy years ago. Yeah. Should have never lost the IC belt.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit happens. WWE happens. But, I wanted to, since we're talking about Daniel Bryan, I wanted to make one thing very interesting, because, like, you know how Daniel Bryan's, like, the more progressive type person or whatever? Somebody made, like, a tweet or something like that saying, like, never in my wildest dreams would you think that in 2018 you'll see Daniel Bryan congratulating a libertarian, of course, because Kane won, his mayorship or whatever, and yeah. And Dave Bautista being Antifa, you know,
yeah,
funny stuff.
I mean, I don't, you know, maybe Kane will turn out to be a good representation. I think that emos groups in general are bad. I just rank them in a way where it's like
less evil than next evil than next evil. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's like, I think Democrats are horrible, but I hate them less than pretty much every party, yeah. So...
One thing that annoys me about libertarians is that they're all about this, like, freedom to do whatever they want and all that shit like that. They claim to be, but then they fall in line with a lot of shit that conservatives talk about, though. You know, like staunch conservatives.
Yeah, libertarians, to me, there's a difference between TV libertarians like Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation and real libertarians.
Exactly. Yes.
And that's the thing, is they present themselves like Ron Swanson types, and I'm like, no. You listen to these dudes like Rand Paul is technically a Republican, but he posts all this libertarian shit. It's like, no, man, right. You're a fucking Republican conservative.
Just say you're a Republican and go.
Basically. Yeah, and then say you're a traitor to America, too, because that's really what the fuck you are.
Yes. You heard about that letter bullshit?
That what?
The letter shit. Like, apparently he delivered a letter to Putin and on behalf of Trump.
Yeah, see, that guy's a fucking traitor. He's not most libertarians to me aren't real libertarians. They're pretenders. I mean, maybe there were real libertarians like, you know, 20, 30 years ago. I mean, one of the most famous science fiction writers of all time was technically a libertarian. But, you know, he was also an ex-military guy, and he also did believe in some socialist values, too, because he did, he followed under libertarian socialism, which is a weird thing.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
For the most part, those kind of libertarians are all dead. Just like as most of the classic Republicans are dead.
Yes.
And Democrats are supposed to keep improving, but then you have the establishment Democrats that, you know, they're scared to lose money.
That's the crux of it all, because they're scared of that lobbyist money and the donations going away and all that shit like that.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these libertarians are so concerned with trying to be smarter and trigger people, but they're not all that smarter. They're just assholes.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, your memes are fucking stupid.
Yo, yes, the memes, oh my god, they think they're so smart with their, like, spicy memes and shit like that. I don't know, it's so fucking dumb.
Get some new fucking pictures. Yo. Get it. Taxation is death. I heard you the first 150
times. Yeah, we get it.
It's like, chill out. You want to be on the thing, and you say you want to make fun of both sides, but God knows that yeah. When shit goes down, you are going to pick the right, because most of you will always pick the right.
Exactly. Yeah. And then that's one point that I was going to do, just to tie it back into wrestling-related shit. All right, so, like, I've been following this one dude on Tumblr for, like, the longest time. Well, I want to say longest, maybe about, like, 4 years or so, something, 3-4 years, some shit like that, right? He's within this group of wrestling fans on Tumblr that I used to roll with for the most part. Like, I know some of them, a few of them left to Twitter for the most part, as have I for the most part. Like,
I only go to Tumblr now to update my comicbookwomen.tumblr.com.
Yeah,
just post pictures of, you know, comic book pictures.
Yeah, I just post, like, music that I like most of the time. Maybe a few text posts here and there, but, like, I don't post nearly as much as I used to on there. Not nearly as much. So, but, like, a lot of people have dissipated, but he's, like, one of the main ones that are still, like, really active on there. And, his thoughts on wrestling, I think he's kind of cool, but, like, he's also this, like, libertarian meme lord type dude. And what broke the straw at the camel's back this week was the whole Alex Jones shit.
Like, this bullshit about ignoring Alex Jones. A motherfucker got shot and killed because of his fucking conspiracy.
Yeah.
His lawyer is trying to dox the parents of victims from the Sandy Hook just so that they can have their people harass him. This whole, oh, just ignore them, it'll take away their power. Are you for real? Have you not walked outside? Have you not listened to the, was it the Southern Poverty Network, the people who track all the hate groups? Ignoring them isn't working. And you guys are too fucking scared to take up arms against them. So why don't you sit down and shut the fuck up? Because clearly, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. When people stop being complete assholes who listen to these guys, maybe I'll believe.
Yeah, exactly.
But Alex Jones' listeners are all stupid.
Yeah.
And violent.
Yeah, and then, like, the thing is, they have...
And quickly, fuck the Portland police.
Yeah. And they have the audacity to call us hypocrites when they're being that as well. And not only being hypocrites, but harmful ones at that, you know? And then, yeah. I don't know. Okay, so basically, just to tie this all in, people joke about how sometimes Alex Jones kind of, like, acts like he's in a wrestling promo sometimes. There. Okay, and then to continue on, Shinsuke faced...
you could have also said that he's friends with Trump, who is a WWE Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
And congratulations to West Hollywood for pulling his star.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Good stuff. Fantastic. But yeah, Shinsuke faced R-Truth in a surprisingly back-and-forth match, though kind of brief. Of course, Shinsuke ended up being the victor in that one. The Bludgeon Brothers ended up facing a group called 3SK, who is Pavel Kozlov, Akila Lee, something like that, and Julio Rivera. But yeah, they beat the shit out of them, like, with some pretty dope double team, tag team moves. So, yeah, of course, the Bludgeon Brothers killed them. And then there was the SummerSlam Tag Team Tournament Finals of The Bar and The New Day. If you haven't seen that match, go out of your way, watch that one. Great, great fucking match. That shit was fucking chaos. They had some dope stuff in it. They had basically everything in this tag match. It's very, very good.
I haven't gotten a chance to see it, but I want to reiterate that The Bar is low-key one of the best tag teams in the last five years.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Fantastic. But yeah, they did a really good job, but New Day ended up pulling out the victory in it. And yeah. Yeah, freaking awesome. And then 205 Live, didn't pay too much attention to what was going on, but the main event was pretty good with Mustafa Ali and Hideo Itami. So that
I actually watched that after I watched the G1 match. It was pretty good. Yeah. I actually thought it was interesting that he won with all those repeated Tree of Woe hesitation drop kicks. But I like that they played off of Mustafa having that emergency surgery last week.
Oh yeah, because the fainting and shit like that. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, that's how you translate a story element and still make it exciting. That fucking tornado DDT he did off of the fucking, was it the middle buckle to the outside on Dale? Shit was crazy.
Yeah, Mustafa Ali is, like, low-key one of the best guys on the WWE roster right now.
Yeah, him and, he's probably the best, him and Cedric are probably the best kind of all-around guys. Gulak is the best legit villain talker they have.
Yeah.
Hideo is a strong, you know, tough guy for that series of wrestlers. A legit dude in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And Buddy Murphy has a lot of style. They have
Like Buddy Murphy, he specializes in like innovative offense type shit. Like all the crazy, like complicated moves, complex moves and shit. That's him, basically.
If they could put them on a better time in front of a better crowd, that show could really do some good business.
Yeah.
WWE wasting the good stuff.
Alright, so that's all I got for the weekly television. Time to go down to the news. Of course, we mentioned that Kane is the mayor of Knox County now. Libertarian douchebag. I think he is. I think he was congratulated by one of the Pauls, actually. I don't know if it was Rand or Ron, but I thought that was really janky. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, besides that, Shinsuke has a book out, and in it he actually details how he cried after his match with Lesnar, because he definitely could tell that Lesnar had, like, no passion or heart for the business.
So. Wow.
Yeah.
Trying to get that match with Lesnar before Lesnar leaves.
Yeah. Alright. And of course we mentioned the main classic, which at this point has gone down some of part of it or whatever. Some of the tapings and shit like that. But the final members of that Mae Young Classic roster ended up being Zatara, Xia Li, who was on the previous one, MJ Jenkins, who was recently signed, Rachel Evers, who was on the previous Mae Young Classic, and of course Allison Kay, a.k.a. Sienna from Impact. So she finally made it. So, very interesting.
Just in time for Jessica Havoc to get signed back to Impact.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Funny stuff. Okay. What else happened? Comedian Gabriel Iglesias was asked about attending SummerSlam, and he basically said he won't be attending because of his refusal to watch another Lesnar-Reigns match.
Wow.
He's like, yeah, I don't want to deal with this shit no more. Oh, man.
So they are actually filming matches, and sadly, I gotta figure out how to can I block hashtags? I'm gonna see if I can block fucking hashtags.
Yeah, I'm definitely not looking through any type of Mae Young Classic hashtag or anything like that.
Yeah, I might have to get rid of some people on my fucking account. Where are my muted words at? Is it privacy and safety? Where is this shit? Ah, here we go. Muted words. Should have muted hashtags on here, too. Make this shit easy. Alright, let's see if I can do this right. Yeah, okay, you should be able to do the hashtag. Sweet. Mae Young. Oh, there we go. Mae Young Classic. Let's see. I want it. Duration, 30 days, sounds about right. Alright, hopefully that'll work. I don't need to see this shit. Alright, Julio Iglesias. Actually do have some news.
Oh, what'd you get?
Apparently DDT Wrestling decided the best way to attract Western wrestling fans to the DDT Universe is to have Sami Callihan be their top guy.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Oh.
And interestingly enough, every English speaker I saw on Twitter were really just fucking pissed off.
Yeah. Because, like, people could barely tolerate him here. Shit. Because, like, Impact? He's on Impact right now. He's in other places. He's in fucking MLW. As well, with his crew, I forgot what they were fucking called.
Who cares?
Yeah, because I know that Sawyer Fulton guy who was one of the original members of Sanity is with him now, in a basically a stable that's Sanity Light.
Yeah, I think he's pretty much gone from PWG too.
Oh really? Yeah, that makes sense.
Because he hasn't done any PWG in a while.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, PWG is basically like 50% guys that Super Dragon has to fly over from England now.
Oh, yeah. I remember, I think the guy who runs Beyond, somebody mentioned how, a point that Beyond was trying to be like PWG, and he was like, yeah, we did at some point, but then after a while we were like, you know what, we can do our own thing, we got local guys that we can like that we've definitely elevated and shit like that, we've made it our own, and it's really awesome to see how Beyond Wrestling has progressed in the past, like, how many years. Cause, like,
yeah, they basically went back to what they were doing before they got really buzzed.
Yeah, because, like, I remember early days of Beyond, they were doing, like, they were videotaping, like, matches in their, like, training center, and, like, the crowd wasn't even a crowd, it was the fucking wrestlers and shit like that. And they were posted on YouTube and shit, so they, and then they got that big YouTube following for a while, and then eventually they got enough money, they started getting certain guys from across the country and other places around, and then after a while they were like, we don't need this shit anymore, we can use our own guys, and eventually have what they have now, plus the Powerbomb TV shit. That's like Beyond Wrestling is basically the flagship promotion on Powerbomb TV, so that's a big thing.
Yeah,
I'm watching this Amber Nova girl on NXT right now. I believe she's the one that's dating that one sex offender guy.
Oh, Chasen Rance?
Yeah, Chasen Rance, I believe.
I heard there was some backstage stuff about that, or were you telling me about that?
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, it wasn't, because, like, when people found that, because, like, that's one of the spoilers I saw from this taping, that she was part of it. She was part of the taping, and then I saw, like, tweets of backlash from her.
Yeah, I mean, if she wants to date him, that's her business, yeah, but he's never going to get to the fucking WWE, I don't think.
Yeah, fuck no. Huh, I wonder if they're going to post. I hope they're post the Parade Champion soon, so I want to watch that shit. But anyway, yeah, going back to the news of the time, I talked about Gabriel Iglesias. But other, like, people who stirred up controversy, Sam Adonis. Do you know who Sam Adonis is?
Yes. Remember, I watch CMLL every once in a while.
Yeah, so you know what his character is and shit. Oh.
Yeah, I heard about this, and at first I didn't know who they were talking about, but eventually I found out. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, because, like, his gimmick, like, it's okay, because, like, I've seen other guys had used a similar gimmick before him.
Yeah.
But then this one is, like I was thinking about, oh, yeah, he's a Trump supporter guy, so it's, like, one of those ones, I guess, so whatever. But then I read that he referred to members of the audience as the F word. And we don't mean fuck, we mean the homophobic one during the promos, and he caused many people in the audience to turn their back and chant "Don't come back." But yeah, because I was wondering what Sugar Dunkerton was saying, because this was at a Rev Pro show apparently, and Sugar Dunkerton had made a post saying that something happened before him and his partner came out, and that he, like, you don't have to worry about that type of stuff with us. We love everything, and blah, blah, blah. And, yeah.
Yeah, so, I forget where I saw, but someone was saying, it's not this guy's fault for what Adonis said, and I'm like, wait, what's going on? Yeah. Who said shitty stuff?
Yeah, so, but Rev Pro has issued an apology, and Sam Adonis originally, like, didn't apologize, but then eventually did, or some shit. And the thing I learned that I did not know was that he's apparently a freaking Corey Graves' brother.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. A bunch of people tweeting how Corey Graves needs to come and get his brother.
I think that's what Corey Graves was, like, tweeting about, like, at some point during that time. Because he was talking about negativity and shit like that. And I'm like, yeah. But
fuck you!
Yeah, Corey Graves.
Come out here and fucking throw CM Punk out under the bus after he loses a match, but then you're defending your fucking brother who was saying some dumb shit.
Yeah. Yeah, like me, I've never understood, like, protecting fam. Like, yeah, like, I guess I care about my family to an extent, but I don't, like, if they're doing some shit wrong, I'm not gonna fucking defend it. That's just me. You know?
Yeah.
That's just me. I'm not gonna fucking do it. But it seems like a lot of people do that shit all the time. Look at fucking Nicki Minaj. Her brother's a fucking pedophile, and she paid for his legal fees and all this other crazy shit, and you know he did that shit.
Shit, I'm looking through the Sam Adonis stuff. Well, Sam Adonis did nothing wrong, and I think he did. You're the problem with the fan base. Well, I'm blocking this account.
Yeah, there's a lot of these types that have been like, oh, you could do anything as a fucking heel. That's what it is. Like,
you mean like dressed up wrestling. And not be in fucking Philadelphia?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, like, yeah, because, the freaking Nazi, I think it wasn't Philly, I think it was at Pittsburgh or something like that. Somewhere in Pennsylvania. I don't know.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. But yeah, fuck them. Like,
he's actually been, they're not going to use him again.
Yeah. Oh, good. Fuck him.
Or at least he's banned from the other indie promotions in the area. Like, you can use him, but we're never going to use him over here. Let's see what this is.
Yeah.
But it's because I guess Rev Pro is going to be trying to do use people from CMLL.
Yeah.
And I know they have Soberano showing up to wrestle, I think, David Starr.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be why they brought Adonis, because they probably thought he'd be a video. But see, I don't know if I've ever seen Sam Adonis cut a promo before in Mexico. Probably doesn't need to, because, you know, they even if they speak English, they probably won't care if somebody speaks English. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. In closing, we would ask that rather than using this as a chance to tag. So, alright, I don't know. Maybe they banned him. It's kind of hard to tell from the statement. I don't know. But Rep Pro is trying to use more CMLL guys. But I haven't actually seen Sam Adonis in a major CMLL program in a while.
Hmm.
I don't know if he recently left the company or something. Did he think maybe doing the Trump gimmick in the States would be a good thing to do. Maybe you can tag team partner with that Nazi guy.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. But, okay, so besides that, we'll fuck Sam Adonis, whatever. Yeah. Also, okay, so I noted that Joey Janela Lost in New York will be streaming on the 17th. Fight TV, Fight App, and all that shit like that. But also, All In Chicago, September 1st, will also be airing on pay-per-view for the Fight App as well, and partly on WGN America. I think, like, the pre-show of, All In is going to be on WGN.
I think they're calling it Zero Hour. Like,
yeah, Zero Hour, yeah, Zero Hour, basically, yeah. A lot of people are saying, like, yeah, All In, I guess that's good, that like a big event or whatever, but at the same time, it feels like an ROH show.
I don't know. They're using more, because they're using guys like Bandido, and I guess Pentagon's going to be on the show in Phoenix. It sounded like it's going to end up being Pentagon and Kenny Omega in a one-on-one match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but it does seem... But yeah, some of the matches does seem like, yeah, this is just like ROH shit that you.
Yeah, I mean the Briscoes versus SoCal Uncensored.
Yeah,
but we're finally getting the first singles match, the undefeated Green Arrow Stephen Amell.
Oh yeah, that should be interesting.
Big day.
Big day. So yeah, that's definitely something I'll probably actually watch live. So. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to get the Fight TV on here. I haven't ever used it before, but
yeah, I have the app. That's what I saw. I bought Joey Janela's Spring Break and Matt Riddle's Bloodsport on there.
I remember because you were trying to sign into WWE, and I'm like,
oh my fucking god, yo, I wanted to kill somebody.
I think I was the one who told you that Fight TV had it on there too.
Yeah, because I was trying hard as hell. It was really killing me. But
I spent like 30 minutes trying to figure out what my old thing was, and then I just said,
I'll sign in through Facebook and see if that works. I'm like, oh shit, that's my account. I actually just went there the other day to still see if it still worked. But yeah, I'll go on the Fight TV website and just watch it like that. I'm sure it'll be good. An ROH champion will defend his title. Okay. Yeah. Maybe he'll defend it against Jordynne Grace.
Jordynne Grace is part of that Battle Royal.
Yeah, but I think the winner of the Battle Royal gets the title shot at the ROH belt.
Oh, gotcha. I wasn't paying
attention. So, I guess he's defending it at the show. So, after you watch... I have to see if I stuck WGN in the first place. But I would love to see him fight someone who is not an ROH wrestler, and he should if that's what they're going to do with
him. Yeah. Yeah, they might as well.
I mean, I think Jordynne Grace's finisher right now is basically the bear hug of all things.
Yes, that's what she won with the last match. Who was she facing? I think it was David Starr. Did she face the last?
I bet you $5 that the reason she's using that is because, like, the before fucking Voices of Wrestling were complaining that the that move was really fucking stupid and that no one ever wins matches with the bear hug. And then, like, the next week I started seeing Jordynne Grace won her match with the bear hug, and I'm like,
do you know how hard, like, how much a bear hug hurts?
Yeah, like, if you know how to do a freaking bear hug, like, you can break a person's
like,
ribs.
Like, I've been in a bear hug. That shit fucking hurts.
Yeah, well, you know, Voices of Wrestling is like the elite smart mark.
Yeah, I'm tired of all these fucking nerds. And like, they always like, especially the ones that are like big on like indie wrestling and whatever. They always talk some dumb shit. Actually, everybody, like, I'm so frustrated with fans in general. It's like,
oh,
why are you so fucking dumb?
I hate wrestling fans, I hate comic book fans, yeah. I hate movie fans.
It's always, like, some type of, like, fan of some, like, niche genre, too. Those are the worst of them.
I am so fucking tired of fans. I don't play video games anymore, and I am tired of video game fans. They just go out of their way to ruin shit for everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, calm down. I like stuff too, but we don't have to be a bitch about things.
Yeah. Being bent out of shape about everything. So, like, you can't, like, enjoy it. Like, how do you live your life like that? I don't know,
man. It is absolutely frustrating. I get it. I've done good to avoid this whole Comics Gate bullshit online. Mostly, I only see it when Kurt Busiek is just making somebody look like a piece of shit. Because they keep trying to harass him, and he keeps pointing out how stupid they are.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I know about Comics Gate. I was like, what the fuck are these guys talking about? Oh, they're mad about some stupid-ass shit. Okay. DC Comics had to update their community guidelines because one of their dudes was buddy-buddy with one of those guys. That guy's not working at DC Comics pretty much anymore. Huh. They were like, yeah, no, this is not good. People, be better online.
Wow.
Fucking bullshit.
Okay, and what else went down? On a lighter note, Carl Anderson and his hot Asian wife. Welcome.
I don't really wish that was her full name.
It's fucked up.
Carl Anderson, hot Asian wife. Like, use her real name. Like, no. She legally changed it to hot Asian wife.
Wow. But yeah, they ended up welcoming their fourth child, named Cash, and apparently that's their fourth son. Four. Like, how?
See, he has to repopulate the next generation of wrestlers with men, because all the other wrestlers are having girls.
Girls, yeah, that's right. That's right. Shoot, yeah. Like, you got, like, Finn, Stephanie and Triple H. They got three daughters.
Yes, you got, obviously, Birdie Danielson. You have, what's Mrs. Kid's name? I forget. You have Mike Kanellis and Maria Kanellis, or sorry, Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis' kid is a girl, I believe, too.
You also got one of that heavy machinery guy, his daughter. Yeah, he also has a daughter as well now.
Yeah. Tanahashi and Goto both have girls and sons. Tanahashi has a son and a daughter. Goto, I think, has one daughter and two sons, or one son and two daughters. Shit. I'm trying to think. I mean, I know there's some more guys in the company with children, but I can't think of who.
Nagata has a son, right?
Huh?
Nagata has a son, right?
Yuji Nagata?
Yeah, he has a son.
Maybe. I know Kushida
yeah,
has
yeah,
a son.
Yeah. Nagata has a kid. Nagata has a young son. Yeah.
Liger has a son, but he's not a wrestler. I think he watches wrestling, that's it. Obviously, Shoto Muno has a son who's wrestling and is going to be one of the future top dudes in New Japan, judging from the sound
and
of things.
Speaking of Goto's son, did you see that one photo? I think it was, I don't know if it was yesterday or today, of like his, I guess his son was like sleeping and had a fucking nosebleed. So there was like blood all over.
No, I didn't see that one.
Pillow. Yeah,
I saw a picture where they were at a water park and his son was doing the Goto under the waterfall gimmick from a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. gotta harden your body and your spirit under the waterfall.
Yeah, there was some good shit.
I liked how that gimmick translated to fucking Tiger Mask W, because there was a scene in Tiger Mask W when he was trying to find his signature move and Goto suggested that he go under a waterfall. And he actually did that shit.
That's fucking good. Yeah. Oh, so I guess we do have about an even split with girls and boys.
Yeah.
Shit. I'm pretty sure there's probably like
Ricochet has a son.
The Knight family have a couple great grandchildren.
Yeah. Yeah, Ricochet has a son.
Or a couple grand.
Leo has two sons also.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? Leo is like fucking like what, 3 or shit with two fucking kids. This is insane.
Yeah.
How?
Apollo Crews has a daughter, I think, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he has a daughter.
And Mustafa Ali has at least a daughter. He might have a son.
Yeah, I think he has a daughter, and then I think maybe this. I think the son. He might have a son, and I think he's like younger. Titus has a few kids. I think at least.
Yeah, and WWE disrespected them on Father's Day. I remember that.
Yeah, his sons. Mark Henry has his sons. I think sons.
Yeah. Doesn't R-Truth have some kids?
Yeah. He has at least a daughter. And then who else? Of course, D-Von has his sons who recently got a tryout.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, WWE is going to hire all of them because they're all related to people. That's gonna be the thing. They're just gonna hire everybody who's like the child of a famous wrestler or even semi-famous wrestler.
Gotta love that nepotism.
Yeah, and it's weird too because it's really only in the States and Mexico where that's a thing. Japan, I mean, there are people who are related to wrestlers, but it's not common.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, honestly, if I. Thinking about it, like, the only wrestlers that come to mind who have been popular, who have been the children of famous professional wrestlers in Japan, have actually been the girls. And that's just Ayaka Hamada and Hana Kimura. Yeah.
Yeah,
because,
like, who else is the, like, who else is there? There's a Daichi Hashimoto who, like, he's, like, I guess he's gone on his own and shit like that and made his own path, but he hasn't had like great success yet still.
But is Daichi actually related to Shinya Hashimoto?
Yeah, that's his son.
Alright, okay. He's a 0-1 in Japan, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I've actually seen Daichi Hashimoto wrestle.
Yeah.
He was actually alright.
Yeah, I was keeping track of him earlier in his career, but like I haven't like kept track like recently, but I've heard that he's gotten better and he's actually gotten some like higher positions in wherever he's at. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think I've seen a couple tag matches when I was watching Big Japan for free, but I don't feel like paying for the network thing, because the network thing gets, you know, I'm not going to buy that many damn streaming services.
Yeah.
I mean, in Mexico, though, nepotism is... Nepotism guarantees you a job in fucking CMLL if you're related to fucking anybody.
Oh, yeah.
I think like a fourth of everybody on the CMLL roster is essentially related to each other.
Yeah. Oh, man. What other news is there? Total Bellas apparently has been renewed for a season 4. So that's the thing.
What the fuck are they gonna talk about? They broke... what's her name? Broke up with what...
It's not about John Cena. It's not about John Cena. It's about the Bellas.
And Dave Bryan's about to leave. Maybe. I don't know.
It's all about the Bellas. They don't care. Fuck John Cena. It's all about the Bellas.
Whatever.
But, oh yeah. And then the last news. Apparently, Tama Tonga is supposed to be disciplined by New Japan because he... besides his Twitter and antics and social media antics, he also put hands on a fan.
Yeah, the crowd were actually living that too.
Yeah, of course they
when
were.
When he went out there and put hands on the fan, the crowd was that actually helped him get the heel heat. The fans were all about that. They were taking ringside videos and everything.
Yeah.
But and there I guess there was a yeah, but you know. It didn't stop. They didn't pull his victory from Kota Ibushi today. So, who knows? Tama Tonga. The fuck. Anything else you got?
Oh no, that's it. That's all I got.
All right. Yeah. There's nothing. Nothing else. Guess that's nothing else happening. Alright, trying to think if there was anything else. Fuck. Like I said, Okada will be at the CMLL show next Friday. I didn't get around to watching I always forget about watching the CMLL main events, but I think I heard that the Briscoes and, was it Ultimo Guerrero, I believe, or one of the guys versus Pentagon Feast and one of the other dudes. It was supposed to be a pretty good match.
So, oh, speaking of Ventros, did you see the premiere?
Yeah, I watched it the next day. It was good.
Yeah.
It took them 3 years to do it or something, right?
Yeah. They it's always worth the wait, though.
Yeah. I'm happy it's on. I'm happy to be watching something. We didn't talk. The Cloak and Dagger finale was good.
Yeah, Cloak and Dagger. That's one show that I was actually surprised because I was like, I'm not into this teen angst type shit. But like, just I was like, all right, I'm gonna give this a chance. I didn't give Runaways a chance, but I would give this a chance, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, love don't how give it Runaways ended. A chance.
What?
Don't give Runaways a chance. You know they aired the first episode after that Cloak and Dagger one.
Oh,
too.
They did. Yeah, I flipped it. I changed the channel.
It's okay. It wasn't worth it.
Because I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, what did he? This looks familiar, but I'm like, oh yeah, never mind. Let me get out of here.
I tell everybody as a fan of the fucking Runaways, that show fucking pissed me off. Pissed me off. What else we got? I mean, there's a bunch of shit happening, bunch of trailers. I think the Meg comes out this weekend.
Yeah, fuck that.
So does Black Klansman.
I'm definitely seeing Black Klansman though.
I'll probably see that next Tuesday or something, but I'll probably see the Meg this weekend. I plan on both movies.
Really?
Yeah, I've been lately I've been like going to see some movies on Tuesday after work. Like I saw Sorry to Bother You, and then I saw the week after I saw that documentary I really liked, Three Identical Strangers. So I'll probably check out Black Klansman next Tuesday, yeah. Or maybe even Monday. Tuesday, it was just like, yeah, I tell my friend, drop me off. I want to go watch a fucking film. And also, it's like Tuesday, there's no crowd, it's 10 o'clock. It's always interesting to see who shows up. When I saw Sorry to Bother You, I swear there might have only been like one other black dude there.
Oh, see, that's the good thing, because like, I saw Sorry to Bother You maybe, I think like, what, 2 weeks after it originally showed. And, like, there was still a sizable audience when I got there, so there's places where there's still people coming to watch, though.
I just chalk it up to it being probably Tuesday. That's just kind of, you know.
Oh, yeah, mine was on a Friday night, so that makes sense.
Yeah. What else is going on? I am waiting anxiously for October, because you know what it means when October hits?
Movies?
Yes. I got my shit set up. 29 movies specifically for sure. 5 other ones I'm trying to figure out which ones I'm going to put in there. But I am doing movies made before 1980. So I have movies from 1931 up into 1979. And I'm going to watch them in motherfucking chronological order. I'm starting in the 30s with Dracula.
One series that I guess I'm gonna have to finally get into involving horror is that whole Conjuring series, because I haven't seen any of them.
I've seen the first one. I saw it for a few of my Halloween Christmases ago. Not Christmas, October's ago. I never got around to seeing any of the other ones.
Because apparently, but it's like The Conjuring, then like Annabelle, and a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, and I think there's like a Sister Nun movie happening.
Yeah, The Nun is supposed to be September 7th. So most likely I'm going to try to binge all of that Conjuring series shit before watching The Nun.
Well, like I said, the first Conjuring is actually really good.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's a classic poltergeist type movie.
Yeah.
Most of the movies I think on my list coming up, though, are... I don't know. Actually, most of the ones I'm going to be watching October probably are more like thrillers.
Yeah.
But I got classic guys in there. Boris Karloff, fucking Bela Lugosi. I got a Lon Chaney Jr. movie on that shit. One of the movies is actually Francis Ford Coppola's first film, first full-length film, which was a horror movie. Got all the good shit set up. But I'm looking forward to that. So I ain't got really shit to watch between August and that. Oh, but then we also got Halloween and Venom coming out in October. So I'm going to catch those too.
Right.
I'm not sure about Venom, though.
You sure?
I don't know.
There's been a lot of hype.
I was never a big Venom fan, but I'm just... Trailers, like, some of it I like, and some of it I'm like, it could be really fun. Hopefully it will be. I'm more into looking forward to seeing Halloween.
Yeah.
And then, of course, all the CW shows kick into gear. We got Ruby Rose as Batwoman.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
It's fine. I meant to say we were talking about that the different ones, but yeah, there's Kathy Kane and Kate Kane, and Kathy Kane is a straight woman, and technically she was actually a spy who was pretending to be a superhero.
Yeah.
But it's DC continuity. It was really confusing. But, Grant Morrison, during his whole period, everything that ever happened in Batman really happened, and Batman actually brought her back. I don't know how that shit worked. He was now like, how do I write a new Batman comic? What if everything that happened in Batman 60, 70 years really did happen in Batman? It's like, can you do that? It's only like 35 or 40.
Really? Huh.
Yeah. So he came up with some odd ideas. He didn't go through all the stories, but when I was reading it, he referenced all these obscure, crazy Batman stories that you thought would be out of continuity. It's like, nope, that happened somehow. A lot of it was like crazy hypnosis shit had happened to him, but it's actually pretty cool. So now I'm when I finish reading this book about Sega Genesis versus Super Nintendo, I'm gonna reread all of his Batman books now that I have all of them collected. Yeah. And I'm done plugging random shit. So, I guess... You got anything to plug? We'll plug our websites?
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, I'll go first. I have a Twitter, CM Towns. I have an Instagram, westside.goth, and I'm doing various reviews on my blog, mygeekdom.wordpress.com. I just finished rereading in the manga classic 20th Century Boys, and I loved it more the second time I read it. So high recommendation if you're looking for a more serious conspiracy sci-fi type manga. And that's it for me.
All right. Of course, you can check us on Rant EM Radio. They also have a Twitter, Rant EM Radio. And, of course, they have the flagship show, The Rant, Freaks and Other Geeks, Turnbook of Throwbacks, Shining Wizard Podcast, yada, yada, yada. We will be airing via tape delay. I'm joking. Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. For me, Doomsday519.tumblr.com, at Joey Doomsday on Twitter, Doomsday Space 519 on YouTube as my primary channel, secondary channel Doomsday Gorilla, spelled as in PWG's Gorilla, Doomsday Gorilla on Instagram, and at Joey Doomsday 519 on Snapchat. And to end this on a high note, hey, 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 smoke weed every day.